A conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. But most of the time, they're just total bullshit. We're here to determine which is which. This is One Conspiracy and a Lie.
That's right. It is time for One Conspiracy and a Lie, the number one conspiracy theory podcast that is going down right now.
That's right. My name is Devin. That over there is Gunner. And of course, we're going to go through some conspiracies that are out there in the world. And then we're going to play a little game.
Yeah, exactly. My portion of this whole thing, I have two conspiracy theories. One I made up completely. The other one is out there on the internet. Is it true? I have no idea. And you have to guess which is which. What is the current score?
Okay, so the score right now is 18. I have 18 points and you have 12.
Yeah.
And again, I feel like we need to... This is episode 31,
yeah, I know.
Right?
Yeah, 31.
Good for us. We made it 31 episodes.
Exactly. You know what? And it's
Do
awesome.
Do we know if anyone's listening? Absolutely fucking not.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. But I'm trying to get better at my craft here and I got a couple of conspiracies I'm excited about, but where can people find the show?
You can find us at One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you are listening right now, be sure to subscribe.
Absolutely. Okay, Dev, what are we deep diving into today?
Okay, I'm excited for this because every time we talk about something, it's serious, right? It's space, it's aliens, it's the sea, it's something that's like a serious topic.
Yeah.
This is Disney movies.
Okay, Disney movies.
Okay, 10 dark Disney theories that will change your favorite movies.
Okay, see, I love this because my kids watch Disney movies all the time.
Okay, so you'll be a pro because there was one of these, I think, that I didn't even know existed. Okay. I didn't know this was a movie. So number one on here, this one I did know, the movie Up.
Up, yeah.
So the theory is that Carl was dead all along.
Okay, see, I never saw Up. So is Carl, okay. He must be the main character.
He's the old guy. Yeah, he's the old guy.
Okay, so they think he was dead the whole time. Why?
So there's an emotional theory that Carl is dead all along in his trip to Paradise Falls. Is his move into the afterlife.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so going with this, he's an angel trying to earn his wings, essentially. And yeah, that's kind of, and then there's, you know, they've got other people. The fallen angel is trying to drag him into the underworld. So that's apparently the theory, but Up.
Okay, but here's the deal. Like, if that were a real situation, don't you think there'd be some kind of payoff at the end where, like, at the end of the movie where they, like, say, like, oh, he was dead the whole time, you know, and this was an angel movie?
No, because it's just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, but if it were true, don't you think Disney would want to get the payoff? Because all of a sudden, if there's a plot twist at the end where he was dead the whole time trying to get into heaven or whatever the shit, like, don't you think you want that in your movie?
No, because then these poor kids are traumatized.
I wonder, whoever came up with that conspiracy theory...
That movie is made for children.
I know, and I feel like whoever came up with that conspiracy theory might have watched that movie on mushrooms, right? You know, like, oh my God, he's dead. He's been dead the whole time.
Well, that same person might have written this one. It's number two is Aladdin's post-apocalyptic future.
Oh, dude, we talked about this one time.
Yeah, this whole thing is just crazy. They're talking about how, you know, it's set in a desolate wasteland after a catastrophic nuclear war. That's the conspiracy theory. They think that the genie's reference to Aladdin's 3rd century fashion and how he's been trapped in his lamp for 10,000 years means that Aladdin has to be dated at 10,300 at the earliest.
Okay, see, I love this because I remember...
That year, isn't that crazy? The year 10,300. I mean, the world will never make it that long.
No, I read an article yesterday saying humanity only has 760 years left before everybody's wiped out because we did it to ourselves. But
wow,
we'll get into that at a different
morbid
point. Exactly. Now, here's the deal. I remember doing that story on this podcast and the episode, if you go back and listen to, you know, the episode is titled Disney Causes a Fight because that was one of the stories I did where you started shouting at me because I was doing the game wrong.
You knew you were doing the game wrong.
Yeah, and I had two stories that were very similar and you just got pissed or I did something to fuck it up. And,
yeah.
And that Disney causes a fight. So go back and listen to that because we discussed that in great detail, actually.
Yeah. Okay, number three is that Kristoff from Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
His morbid wardrobe. Oh, okay. My gosh. And then I clicked out of it. Okay. So they're saying that the theory is that Kristoff is wearing a skinned pelt of Sven's mother.
Okay, Sven is his reindeer or whatever. Reindeers are better than people. That's the fucking song. I have kids.
I've never actually seen the movies all the way through.
Oh God, yeah, you should. Oh yeah, didn't you watch Frozen 2 in my house?
Yeah,
one time?
But we were always talking. We weren't sitting there watching the movies like the kids were.
Okay, so here's the thing. I believe it, but it also is that like a morbid thing? Who cares? Like you got to kill a reindeer every once in a while.
I know, but it's still morbid for a Disney movie.
I don't know. I mean, people sit around and come up with this shit. I don't know. Like, you look, oh man, Kristoff is definitely wearing Sven's mother's skin as clothing. Well, guess what? It's taking that movie takes place in a frozen tundra. He's got to stay warm, bro. You know?
I know. It's just weird that it's like his pet's mother that is where it came from.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So number four, this one's a little confusing, but bear with me. Andy's mom, okay, in Toy Story, is really the villain. Okay, so from Toy Story 2 is where it all kind of comes together. They're talking about how you can notice that Andy has worn a human-sized version of Jessie's hat since the first movie, which is strange considering Jessie didn't arrive until the second movie. Evidence over the years points to the strange mysteries around the real name of Andy's mom. The ages also match up, but they're saying that we're learning that what happened to Jessie's owner after she abandoned her is leading to the same theory that it was actually Andy's mom.
Well, it's
so she abandoned her.
Yeah, see, it's one of those situations where, you know, there's enough Toy Story movies now. I don't know if I've seen the latest one. How many do they have? Four? I know I've seen the three.
I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know there was more than two.
Yeah, I think they have a four. They have a fourth one because that's the one with the spork, the spoon fork guy. Yeah, yeah, okay. Here's the thing. There has to be some kind of secret overlord villain in the Toy Stories movie, and I could totally see it being Andy's mom because who was always trying to get rid of the toys? It was Andy's mom. Like, the third one is about all the toys getting donated to a daycare where there's evil toys and they go, you know, back and forth. Spoiler alert, you know, Woody almost dies at the end. It's a really sad scene.
Oh my gosh, I've never seen the third one.
Oh God, third one's probably the best one, actually. So you should go back and deep dive into that. But here's
probably
the thing.
Should.
I actually think I could see the kid's mom being the villain. 100%. Okay. 100%.
All right. Well, there you go. You're right there with the conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I am on that one.
Number five is that Captain Hook murdered Ariel's mom.
Okay. Captain Hook. Okay.
Yep.
But see, here's the thing. Captain Hook. Okay. I'm just going to ask you this. Okay. Because you've seen the Marvel movies, right?
Yeah.
Are all the Disney movies taking place in the same universe? You know what I'm saying? You know, because then I could see Captain Hook killing Ariel's mom if they're in the same universe, right?
Okay.
But if they're not, like if they're all just one-offs and a different time frames in different place and whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be impossible for a movie. But if it's like Marvel, where it's the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you know, and everything's taking place in the same bubble.
When
then,
they were
okay.
making the Disney movies, was that even like a consideration? Because they've never had any crossover.
I mean,
right?
There might be some crossover here and there. I don't know, but it's probably mostly on like TV. Well, there's some crossover, I guess, because like my kids like the show Sophia the First about a princess, and Ariel and Cinderella show up into that shit, I guess. So maybe it's all.
I'm talking like old school Disney movies.
There's no way they piece that together.
No,
see, that's
no
the thing.
Crossover. So in The Little Mermaid, Ariel's beginning, okay, they gave some classic information about how Queen Athena had been killed by pirates.
Yeah, okay.
Which I've never seen this one. I've only seen like the original Little Mermaid, I guess.
Well, yeah, but that's what they're talking about, I think, right?
It says Little Mermaid, Ariel's beginning.
Ariel's beginning.
Do they talk in that movie about...
I'm sure there was like one line or something. Okay, there's probably like one line. I don't know, but there's also like... There's like four Little Mermaid movies, actually. And there's
That's crazy. When I was growing up, there was one of each.
Well, see, this is the thing.
That was it.
I look at my kids all the time and I look at them and I say, you guys have no idea how lucky you are to be growing up right now where you have Disney Plus and Netflix and Hulu and all this shit. You literally have everything at your fingertips, and that's why when they have to watch live TV at their grandparents' house or something, they don't understand commercials.
Yes, exactly. So from Ariel's beginning, they talk about how her mom had been killed by pirates, and in Peter Pan, there was a redheaded mermaid that looked a lot like Ariel in the lagoon. So the mermaids were scared of Hook, and of course, they're saying he definitely has the right gear on his hands to kill a mermaid. But yeah, that's the conspiracy theory there.
Well, I'm not going to lie, if I was out on a boat and saw a mermaid, I'd probably try to kill it too, let's be honest. Or capture it for money.
Yeah, that's probably more
likely.
You know,
likely. Put it in a tank and, you know, just get a sideshow, be like a tourist trap along a highway somewhere. Dude, I would totally do that shit.
Yeah. So number six on this list of Disney conspiracy theories, Mother Gothel, okay, from Tangled.
Oh, Tangled, yeah.
Is actually Snow White's evil queen.
Okay, see, this is where all this shit is real stupid. Like, who the fuck? Yep. I'm just going to ask you this, okay? This list is getting a little obnoxious now because it's like...
Oh, there's only three left.
Okay, no, but I like it because then I'm sitting here thinking, who the fuck is sitting down and watching these movies being like... Oh man, like they're stoners. They're sitting there high as shit and they're like, oh my God, man, we gotta watch Tangled. Oh man, that Athena, what's her fucking name?
Athena, Queen Athena.
Queen Athena, man, that's she's from Snow White. Hey bro.
Oh no, that's Mother Gothel.
Mother Gothel.
He is Tangled.
Okay, she's from Snow White too. Like, hey man, let's burn another bowl real quick and let's watch Snow White real quick. I'll prove it, man, I'll prove it. See, that's where this is like nonsensical.
Yeah, no, it really is.
End rant.
This next one, number 7, is a stupid one. Cars killed the human race.
Okay, see,
The movie Cars.
The movie Cars, great. My son Miles loves Cars. I've seen all the Cars movies. And you know what? That's a good point because the cars are all alive and there's not any humans around. Where did the humans go?
Yeah, they really dive into that. That one, I think that one's stupid.
Well, it is stupid, but you got to ask yourself, like, what planet are they on where it's just like cars, and they're essentially just robots, right?
Oh my gosh, it's a Disney movie.
I know, but see, now I'm questioning.
People are not supposed to think this much into it.
You did this. You brought the list in, and I'm here. Now I'm questioning everything about my life.
Everything about your life.
Exactly, all because of cars.
Have you seen the movie Wreck-It Ralph?
Wreck-It Ralph. That's the one about the internet. No, I haven't seen it, but I've always wanted to. It's about like video games and the internet.
Okay, I was wondering because I can see the picture and I was like, this looks like a weird movie.
Yeah, I think it's really cool, actually. I should watch
it. So they're saying Calhoun killed her husband.
I don't know who Calhoun is, but I guarantee she did it.
Yeah, I don't know. They explore Calhoun's tormented past where her wedding day was ruined by a cybug attack. The groom was eaten by a cybug, but given the creature turns into what they eat, Calhoun's attack on the beast means she was technically killing her husband to be, which is extremely dark and sad. And neither of us have ever seen that movie.
Well, here's the thing. I think there are some probably sick and twisted jokes and plot points in these Disney movies, because let's be honest, if I got hired to write a Disney movie, I guarantee I'm slipping one dick joke into it somehow. That's so clever. Nobody will even
pick up on it. Well, they talk about how there's like in The Lion King, there's a certain scene you can see things.
It says sex or something.
Yep. In Aladdin, there's something where there's something slid in where the bee says,
somebody says, good teenagers take off your clothes or something like that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I remember that from when I was a kid, and we went back, and actually there is a line, I think Aladdin says it very quietly, he goes, good teenagers take off your clothes or something
is
like that.
Is that real?
It's real, dude. It's like fucking legit. You can probably find it on YouTube.
Who are the sickos at Disney that are writing this stuff?
I don't know. Who are the sicko? Like, who are the people allowing it to even like happen? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I could get it being like a voice actor, like somebody, and just like slipping something in. Okay, fine, whatever.
But when you're watching the original.
Yeah, like how did that go past everybody?
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't know. So number 9 on this list is the even darker death of Anna and Elsa's parents.
Oh yeah. See, I don't believe those fuckers are dead at all.
Well, this is tying them into Tarzan.
Oh God.
I bet you never saw that one coming.
No, I didn't.
This is crazy. So they're talking, they obviously talk a lot about their tragic death of the loss of their parents at sea. However, they don't talk like in a lot of detail about it because obviously they don't have a ton of detail. So the director of Frozen told MTV that he's always imagined Tarzan was the little brother of Anna and Elsa. Okay, so picture that.
I am picturing it. And here's the thing about Frozen, okay?
Yeah.
I've seen Frozen and Frozen 2. I don't even know, especially the first Frozen. I can't even tell you how many times, right?
Yep.
We got it. We bought it right when, like, Roz, I don't know how old she was, maybe 2 or something, maybe 3. And she had, she was really sick. I don't know if she had pneumonia or what. She had something. I don't know what it was, right? Maybe it was just strep throat. What the fuck do I know? But here's the thing. I remember she was so sick for days and I took a few days off. We watched that movie on repeat. I watched it like 20 times in 1 week, okay?
Yep.
Now, Anna and Elsa's parents did, the ship capsized. You see the ship going down.
Yep.
But then you never see them again. Then in Frozen 2, it's a whole plot point about their parents and stuff. But they never really, it's about where their parents are from mostly, okay?
Yeah.
The origins of why Elsa has powers essentially, okay? Right.
And they're saying that they could have ended up lost in the jungles of Tarzan.
Now, here's the thing.
I start a new family.
I always thought the third Frozen movie, they would be reunited with their parents because their parents did wash up on an island or something.
Maybe they'll be reunited with Tarzan too.
I mean,
How crazy would that be?
Let's be honest. Okay, so let's say me and Katie were on a ship, right? We're on a boat and we ended up on a deserted island. I bet we'd end up having an accidental fifth kid because now we're just alone on an island. I'd be wearing my loincloth. I'd be, running around a little bit, pumping my chest out. You know, she would, start to feel some jungle fever. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Okay.
Because that's not a real thing.
I don't know.
Okay, well, number 10 on this list. This is one that has been out there for a long time.
Okay.
And we've probably even talked about this one. It's that Peter Pan is the angel of death. I've heard this one a bunch.
Well, the thing about Peter Pan is basically he was a kidnapper, I feel like, okay? Yeah. Because like he would fly into people's...
No, the angel of death.
Okay, but hear me out. Here's the thing with Peter Pan. He would fly into kids' windows and he would take them to Neverland and like kind
to
of...
the afterlife.
Yeah, sure. And then kind of entrap them there. Like maybe they're stuck in purgatory because they can get out, right?
No, the Lost Boys, they don't grow up because they're already dead.
They're already dead.
Okay, that is their purgatory.
So then how did Wendy and all them get off out of Neverland? You know what I mean? That's where I disagree slightly, and I feel like it's
because maybe they were in a coma and they were about to die, and then they woke up from the coma.
Oh, okay. So I see what you're saying. Yeah, Peter Pan, that movie, there's some real dark shit going on with Peter Pan.
There is. That movie always, when I was a kid, it always scared me, so I never watched it.
Oh, man, come over. We're going to watch it. It's going to be hilarious.
I don't really want to watch Peter Pan. All it right. might still scare me.
All right. Yeah, probably. Well, that's some good Disney bullshit right there, Deb.
Yep.
All right. Well, now it's time for my bullshit right now. I got two conspiracy theories. One I completely made up. The other one I found on the internet, so I don't know if it's true. I don't care if it's true, but it's out there for somebody else. Okay, so what's the current score right now? I'm losing, and you're really starting to run away a little
bit. It's 18-12.
Okay, so you know that's not so bad, I will say.
Okay. Yep.
All right. So my first, which one should I go with first here? Okay, so the first conspiracy theory I have today. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's called the Gulf of Tanzania. Okay, the Gulf of Tanzania.
Okay.
Tanzania is a border country in West Africa and is populated by over 36 million people. While its main exports include cocoa and petroleum, there's something else being secretly shipped out of the docks in the Gulf. Okay.
Okay.
There's a long-running conspiracy theory that weekly shipments of African wildlife is being shipped out off the island from the Gulf and the docks there to a compound on a privately owned island in the Virgin Islands, where wealthy people pay different amounts of money for what kind of animal they want to hunt. Once they put in their order, the animal is given 60 seconds of a head start to run and is released into a field, and then the hunter is free to shoot. Some of these animals include elephants, lions, and tigers, among others.
Okay.
That is the Gulf of Tanzania. Okay.
All right.
The next one I have is Alaskan Mind Control Centers. Okay. The Alaskan Mind Control Center.
Okay.
Up in Alaska, there's a government base with over 33 acres where 180 large antennas are spread out. While the U.S. government says they are out there doing area studies of weather patterns and things like that, some believe there's something deeper going on, okay?
Okay.
There's a long-running conspiracy theory that the government uses these antennas as mind control experiments. Theorists believe that the government is shooting out radio waves that humans can hear with secret messages in order to gain control.
Okay, wow.
Yep, two totally different things today.
Oh my gosh, those are very different.
Very different. So we got two different ones. I don't even know.
Okay. This was a tough one.
Yeah.
There wasn't much of a tell.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with my gut instinct.
Yep.
Which I think is that you made up the first one, the Gulf.
The Gulf of Tanzania.
I think you did make that one up, didn't you?
The one that I made up today is Alaskan Mind. I'm kidding. I made
You're
up the
lying.
Gulf of Tanzania.
I knew it.
It's not even a country. I just made up that word.
I knew it. It is 19-12.
How did you know?
I had a gut instinct. That's all I'm
you
saying.
Also have a 50-50 shot to get this right.
Yeah.
But I also have a 50-50 shot to win.
Exactly. Fuck, and the score is 19-12, so clearly one of us is better at this.
This game is so one-sided, I feel like.
How is it one-sided?
Maybe next week you come in with two bullshit two things, and then I take a shot at it.
Actually.
You know
what? How about for our 50th we do that?
Okay,
that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, so you just, I see what you're doing here. You want to win like 19 more times before you're willing to give up, to actually do something here. You know what? I could have found 10 Disney theories in 2 seconds, and I sit there.
Find those in two
I
seconds.
Know, and I sit there and I put so much effort into them. I made up a country called Tanzania. Okay, and look at this.
Tanzania is not a country.
Yeah, I made it up. I made it up, right?
I even
phonetically spelled it out so I'd get it right because I mess shit up all the time.
Yeah.
So yeah, I made that up. So I'm creative, so I win the podcast anyway.
You don't win. I'm winning 19-12.
I was hoping that, because you love animals, I was hoping that was going
to
spark some kind of like anger in you.
I have to
that
say,
they're
okay.
hunting lions and tigers and shit, which they are somewhere anyway.
There
I guarantee.
Were two things you did this time that made me think that was the one you made up. There were two little blips, I guess. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but I appreciate you giving me those tells every time you make up a story. I appreciate it. It's helping me win. What am I winning, by the way? What happens when we decide? Like, when I win 100 Do I get something? What is this?
I'm not going to tell you what you get, but here's the deal. I'm actually going to go about doing this completely different starting next week.
Oh, that'd be great.
I have a new plan on how I'm going to do this so there's not a single tell.
Okay.
At all.
Okay.
And I feel like if I do it this way...
You're going to show up in like a costume or something.
No, I'm going to pre-record both of them.
Okay.
We'll play them on the podcast. I'm also going to disguise my voice like I'm some kind of anonymous person.
Okay.
So there's no kind of voice shit going on.
It has. I've told you it has nothing to do with your voice.
There's something to do with something.
Okay.
But here's the deal. Then I don't have to read it. You'll just listen to it.
Okay.
And then I'm not involved, but I'm just playing it back for you.
That's great. You should try that.
Fuck, that's not going to work either. Anyway, where can people...
You can still try it.
I'm going to try because maybe that's the only shot I got. Where can people find this bullshit?
At One Conspiracy and a Lie on Facebook and on Instagram. And of course, if you are listening right now, hit the subscribe button. Don't be a jackass.
Yeah, have an awesome weekend. We'll be back next week. I'm going to try to cheat my way into a victory because I don't know what else to do at this point. And with that, we will see you.
Have a great weekend.